The Sudbury Five earned their first victory of the season on Sunday afternoon, a 129-121 at-home win over the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans. Including a 10-0 run to start the game, Sudbury scored 38 points in the first quarter and held the Titans to just 18 points, thanks in part to a big game from Alan Billinger, who scored 32 points in the game. With contributions from the likes of Jaquan Lightfoot and Romeo Smith with 34 and 23 points respectively, Kitchener crawled back into the game and trailed by just 8 points, by a score of 61-53 heading into the halftime break. Led by a strong 39-point effort from Dwayne Notice, the Five scored 34 points in the third quarter and restored their 10-point lead, going to the dressing room with 95-85 lead over the Titans with one quarter remaining in the game. The final quarter was the Titans' best quarter in the basketball game, but the comeback fell just short, as the Sudbury Five held on to defeat the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans by a score of 129-121. "We're gonna have to come together on the road. Defense is something we work so hard on," Sudbury Five head coach and general manager Logan Stutz said after the game. "We see the glimpses of it. We just haven't seen the consistency and the stamina of it yet. We know it works when it's there, which is something we haven't seen too much in our past." With the win, the Sudbury Five hold a record of 1 win and 1 loss on the season. The Sudbury Five head out for a 5-game road trip, starting December 5th with a game against the Pontiac Pharaohs. Tip-off for that match is 7 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.